Hi, empaths, artists, alchemists. Welcome back to your podcast, Empath Entertainment. I'm your host, Rachel. And in this one, I want to talk about, are you waiting for permission? Are you waiting to start that project? Are you waiting to consider yourself a professional or an expert? Or to take some area of your life to the next level? Is there part of you that's waiting? Oh, well, that will happen in the future. I'll start living when, or I'll start speaking my mind at another point in time. I will have better boundaries in the future. I'll make better decisions someday. I was thinking today, I was grocery shopping and driving home, and it just occurred to me that, you know, in school, I went to a very strict school, brought up Catholic, went to a Catholic school, and discipline was a big part of that. And that meant I had to wait for permission for a lot of things. Simple things like taking care of myself, going to the bathroom. I couldn't go to the bathroom without permission, right? I think that's normal in a child's experience in school. I had to wait for permission to speak. And then by the time I was expected to share with the class, I was so out of sorts and disoriented and not really that skilled in communicating in that way, that it would be terrifying. I would be terrified. And I think that really, I took that with me, that stayed with me. That lingered, and it still lingers even to this day. There are components of that experience that remain. I think we're conditioned from a very early age. And if that's how we understand the world, that, and there are certainly some people that respond differently, right? They don't listen to that. They have a different relationship with authority. And they decide their inner authority is more valid and they're not going to listen to that. I found that I was held to really high standards. Things were expected of me that maybe weren't expected of other people. And while that was true in my childhood, it remains true now in my real life, right? when we enter the real world, quote unquote, it happens at work. Things are just expected of me that aren't expected of some other people. And that's how competence seems to be rewarded, isn't it? Doesn't it? I mean, it seems like that's how competence is rewarded. And here I am sort of waiting for someone to just say, it's your time, right? Or for some sign outside of me. Well, it needs to happen inside. And so this episode is dedicated to anyone who's still waiting for permission, anyone who's still waiting for that sign, anyone who's still waiting on a future that will be better. The time is now. And I want, you know, I'm going to do this too. I want us to go inside right now and flip that switch. We start living now. We embody our experiences and we call ourselves the expert professional now. That's not something we need to own in the future. Think about all of the education, the experience. If there's anyone out there like me that never feels good enough, never feels like what I have is enough, that I always need more education, and that's not a bad thing. You know, we'll always be growing and experiencing and integrating more lessons, but if you're on the perfectionism cycle and still have these remnants of a very disciplined childhood, what do we need to do to own that part of us? The part of us that's ready to shine and put ourselves out there, that knows it's the right time. Let's let that part let's enhance that part. Let's let the light shine and illuminate the part of us that knows we're ready, that knows that we have what it takes and we are willing to grow and learn lessons along the way and maybe change our minds, right? With new data, new information, new experiences that we can expand, that we've been doing that all along, and that our life starts now, right here, right now. No more waiting for the future, waiting for a fairy tale, waiting to be rescued, waiting for permission. This is your permission. This is your sign. This is that future time. Your life starts now. And I'm so excited to see and experience what you have to bring to the world and the beautiful ripple effects that will have as other people watch you taking ownership of that and do the same. So I felt like I needed to hear this message. Maybe someone else out there needed to hear it as well. Reach out to me and let me know at info@urbanempath.com or any social media platform. I'd love to connect with you. And let's support each other. You know, sometimes it's easy to feel isolated and alone, and that we're taking, you know, it's risky to put ourselves out there and we have to deal with all the consequences alone. But that's what community is for. So let's build a community. I started to on, you know, I want to have more of a community feel on my social media platforms, but also privately. So I have something in the works, and I think if we have each other's backs and we collaborate and we offer feedback in a safe space, that we'll feel and honor and acknowledge that we are unstoppable, that we can do what we're here to do, live, fulfill our purpose, and not be the scared, timid child waiting for permission. Sending you so much love, so many blessings. I hope this message reaches you and that you feel inspired and motivated to take action. I will see you in the next one. Bye.